The central Victorian seat of Ripon is one of the electorates tipped to play an important part in the outcome of the state election in November. It's a marginal Liberal seat won by MP Louise Staley in 2014, but has been held by Labor in previous years. Connie Agius went to the rural city of Ararat to gauge whether events in Canberra might influence the way people cast their vote in the state election.
In a cafe on the main street of Ararat, 205 kilometres northwest of Melbourne, Tom is talking to his friend Rick about federal politics over coffee.
You know, they're just not governing the country, they're worrying about themselves sort of thing, aren't they?
I think that of the people that could have taken over the Prime Ministership, Scott Morrison would be the best. A Turnbull just hung on for too long.
There's an election coming up in Victoria in November.
Yeah.
Will what happened in Canberra, will that influence the way you vote in the state election?
Well, I think it will, yeah.
Why?
Why? They're not happy with the way they were, you know, the Liberals, yeah.
Tom is at odds with Rick, who opposes the Labor Andrews government.
That's their problem up there. We're involved with state issues. There is no way anyone in their right mind could trust Andrews.
Ararat is a major rural hub in the state seat of Ripon, an electorate covering almost 17,000 square kilometres of prime agricultural land in central Victoria. Liberals MP Louise Staley won the seat from Labor in the 2014 state election and holds it by 0.8%. It's the Victorian Liberal Party's most marginal seat. Political analyst Professor Paul Strangio says Labor will be looking to win it back.
It's one that the Labor Party will have its eye on in terms of potentially balancing out losses in other parts of Victoria. So it will be another one of those battlegrounds. I think South Barwon's another one when you look at the electoral pendulum.
He says the political turmoil in Canberra may influence some voters in the state election, but the majority of Victorians will cast their vote on state issues.
Victorians, like all of Australians, have been, you know, disillusioned, absolutely shocked by the events in Canberra last week. So that can't help the Liberal cause here in Victoria, this background of federal instability. At the same time, I think by most accounts, Matthew Guy and his team will be relieved that Peter Dutton certainly didn't become Prime Minister, because from all accounts, that was striking fear in the hearts of Matthew Guy and his team. And they'll be hoping now that Morrison can paper over the large cracks that have emerged in the federal Liberal Party. When we get to November, we should always remember at the same time, it will be largely determined by state issues, the state leaders.
A voter in Ararat, ending that report from Connie Agius.